40 minutes, get the same move with every club. I'm the only golfer with a feeling of greatness. I'm the only golfer living. It's got the master move and the feeling of greatness.
Ah, yes, the feeling of greatness. Hey, welcome to today's show. It's Todd Graves. I am here to have an episode with you, and here's what we're going to talk about today. I have spent a lot of my mental energy in the last 6 months, and especially in the last 2 months, focusing on the golf swing, which doesn't seem surprising probably to most of you, but this is where, I mean, I just have a passion for the golf swing and understanding it, helping people learn it, the processes, biomechanics, biophysics, the motion of the body, how people learn, the brain. And it's just part of what I think is so fascinating about what I do as an instructor. I thought I would put together a show today which walks you through an audio version of you developing your golf swing. And this goes against my nature, by the way, because I want to show you. I want to grab your hands, put them where they should be. I want to put your arms where they should be. I want to take you to the backswing. I want to check your positions. So I thought I would challenge myself today with today's show and see if I could effectively walk you through the perfect golf swing as you're driving in your car or listening to this at home, or you're maybe on your computer and you're hearing this in the background. I want to teach you the golf swing through a podcast. And I know this might be hard, but I want to challenge myself for it and see if I can pull this thing off. So let's start by this. Let's start by, in if you've seen my recent work in Single Pine 30, this has a lot to do with what we're doing in Single Pine 30, a 30-day training program that gives you daily step-by-step training for the single pine swing. And I put together the 30-day program. We launched it in January, and then we launched it again, another version in February, which starts in a few days. So if you're interested in that, you need to reach out to us and get involved in the February class for Single Pine 30. I'm going to tell you what this is. We're going to do another one in March, but these are, you don't want to wait a month if you want to get into it, because we're actually doing them once a month, and you'll understand why in a minute. But this is what I'm going to talk about today is the progressive formula for your golf swing. And here's how it works. If you're going to really make progress and become really good at hitting the golf ball, you have to build a repeatable, solid golf swing, one that is mechanically correct. And here's why that's such an important concept for you, because the golf swing is a series of matchups. In other words, how you grip the club affects your ability to get your club to impact. How you set up affects your ability to get to impact. How you finish affects your ability to swing through impact. How you put your right hand on the club affects how you get to impact. So everything you're doing in the swing, there's a matchup to your ability to strike the ball and get to the most important moment of impact. So if you mess one of these elements up, if you don't get it correct, or if it's biophysically creating more rotation than necessary or making it difficult, you're going to struggle to get the club to impact, which affects your ball striking. And then it affects your ability to maximize your speed and distance and accuracy and all those things. So this whole idea comes from, if we can, what Mo would call purify your technique, but which is really a biophysical term for simplify the way your body moves to get to impact, I can make you a great ball striker. And there's a formula for this. And this is what I've been expressing over the last 6 months, is this formula that if you follow the formula, you get the result. And here's the formula. And I'm just going to walk you through what the formula is, and we'll kind of take it step by step. Address and grip. You must get your address and grip correct. And notice I didn't say grip and address, because it's not grabbing the club and then trying to set up to a golf ball. It's putting your body in an orientation, lead arm, lead hand, and then aligning the club. And then the trail hand comes in and the body's position, your tilt is correct. And you're establishing the ideal position to start that's going to help you get to impact. And you're going to notice that each one of these elements I talk about, you could say there's a position component and an impact component, because every position I want you to be learning is the perfect matchup for impact, for the most important moment of impact, where the face is square and the ball has the correct spin and you launch the ball correctly and you compress the ball and hit it, is maximize your distance and control. So you got this address and grip. There's where you start. And then we have to work from an ideal address and grip. We have to then understand how you move from there. And we have broken this down into positions. We got position one, that's partway in the backswing. We got position two at the top of the backswing. We got position three. You transition to position three, which is in the downswing. You got impact position four. You got extension position five, where both arms are extended just past impact. And you got the finish position. So now we have these positions that you're going to work on. And I'm not saying, when I say work on them, they're really position checks. These are places I'm checking the motion to see, are you efficiently moving through the club movement and the body movement to effectively move the club correctly? Now, what does that mean? Well, we call it swing plane, but it's also leveraging the club so you have a powerful position at the top to produce speed. And then transitioning is a stabilization. You got to stabilize the body. We're going to talk about that. You transition as you're stabilizing the body and you bring the club down. You keep the leverage, maintain that lag and leverage as you deliver the club into impact. So you can see positions really matter in this whole process. And these are things that you need to be learning, practicing, and developing step by step before you do the next step, which is put the swing into some sort of sequence. Because now, once you are able to hit the positions, now you can start moving them with some in order. So address position 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you can start now moving through those positions in an assemblance of sequence. It doesn't have to be fast, because now that you can do it in sequence, there's something we have to discuss. And that's, what is sequence and what is speed? And one of the things that I found in all my research that's critical to you developing sequence and speed in your golf swing is, not only do you need to learn how to move, but you also need to learn what part is stopping while another part is moving. I call it how the body has a braking system. So in other words, a lot of people think, well, you're just moving back and through. You're actually moving back. And as you move back, the right side of your body, if you're right-handed in the backswing, is staying still as you rotate. And then as you come down, you stabilize the left side of your body, your lead side, as you rotate the trail side of your body. So one side of the body is stabilizing as one side of the body is moving. And this is how you produce sequence. But here's what's great about this. When you produce sequence, you also now can accelerate it and produce speed. And by the way, if you don't have stability, you cannot accelerate it to produce speed. So you see where I'm going with what I'm teaching you here is I'm teaching you the proper order in which you need to be developing your swing, address and grip, the positions, and then the sequence of it. And then you can add speed to it. And then you got to repeat this process until you have a beautiful, powerful, positionally correct, sequential, speed producing golf swing that delivers a club to impact in a consistent way repeatedly. That is a summary of how you should build a golf swing. And as I presented in my recent webinar, most people learned the swing backwards. So let me go through that again. Address and grip, learn the positions, learn to put the positions together into a sequence, and then you add speed to that. That is how you would learn how to dance. You don't just learn how to dance by dancing. You learn how to dance by learning the positions you put your body in. Then you put the positions together and all of a sudden it looks like a dance. You do the same thing. You do something when you learn to play the piano or anything you've learned, it's learned through a step-by-step process. Then you sequentially put that together. And when you add the sequence, speed to the sequence, you get the music, you get the swing. This is how it's done. This is how you do anything correctly. But I bet you with a golf swing, you learned this backwards, because what you did is you grabbed a golf club and you ran to the range, you started swinging. And you started adding a speed element to the club before you knew any of this how to do it. That'd be like trying to go dance but not knowing any of the steps. like trying to play music, but not knowing any of the notes. And you see, that's the mistake everybody's making. This is where it all kind of falls apart, because now something really, really, to me, devastating occurs when you've practiced your golf swing and you've never really learned it correctly, and you're out there trying to produce this motion and this speed, is now you try to fix it. And so you think that there's a quick fix out there. Well, there's one thing you might be doing, but remember, the golf swing is a series of matchups. It's you're matching your positions so that you can get to this moment of impact. You're matching your address to the impact position, your backswing on plane to help you get to impact, the top of your swing to help you get to impact. Everything in your swing should match up to your ability to get to impact. But now you have these problems you've developed because you've never really learned the correct positions, and you're going to try to quick fix your ability to get to impact. And this is where the disaster happens. This is where it's just no one's getting better in golf if you're trying to quick fix yourself over and over again. So I keep re-putting people into the process. And it doesn't matter if you're a beginner. It doesn't matter if you're a tour player. It doesn't matter if what level of golfer you are. This is the process you must go through to develop your golf swing. The second thing that I think you need to understand about this is not only the process to build your swing, it's also the exact process that you will need to ever fix your swing. Because again, I would never just try to quick fix anybody. I don't quick fix myself. I go through the process. How's my address? How's my address and grip? How's my position one, position two? And then all of a sudden I'll locate, oh, it's position three. I'm struggling with my transition. I'll find out exactly where I struggle. And that's where I can easily start developing that out and get that better and better and better. So that's how I work through the process. That's how I've been so successful in helping people's swings. That's why our company, Graves Golf, has been so successful in developing people's swings into great ball strikers. And whether you're a beginner or an advanced player, this is the exact process that you'll go through, not only to develop your swing if you're brand new to it, but also to continue to fix your swing if you run into issues. Now, so I think you understand the process here. And that is the guys in my company are now calling it the magic formula, because somehow that came out in the webinar. I said, hey, it's the magic formula. And everybody liked that. But it is a formula that's going to keep you on track. But let's talk about some of the elements inside of this. Because one of those elements I want to talk about is range of motion. And the other element I want to talk about is what we kind of briefly mentioned, is the braking system. Range of motion is your body's ability to have amounts of rotation or bend or side bend. Your body works in three dimensions. So your body has the ability, like your arm has the ability to rotate. So if you just are standing there right now and you look at your lead arm and you can in your hands out, like you're shaking somebody's hand, you'll notice you can rotate your entire arm back and through, and you can almost go almost 180 degrees back and through. You can just keep rotating your arm all directions. But did you know that I can position your body in a way that limits how much your arm can rotate? So that makes that's interesting, right? Because I can basically tilt your body, lift your lead shoulder higher, extend the arm, and I can limit the amount of rotation your arm has. I can do the same thing with almost every part of your body. I can limit how much your hips rotate by positioning your feet. I can limit how much your torso can rotate by limiting the amount, by adding bend or side bend to your torso. I can limit the amount it can rotate. Well, this is interesting because now that's where you see positions become so important. Because if I put your body in certain positions, I can limit the amount it can, ranges it can move. Well, that's great, because now if there's positions I want to hit, I can ideally place you in those positions so you can only hit those positions. In other words, if you stay in a certain amount of bend, you can only rotate so much, which means you can hit a perfect backswing position if you stay in your bend. And what this means is that positions are a function of your range of motion, and the positions I place you limit that range of motion. So I can, in essence, I know this is going to sound a little out there, I can mistake proof your movement. I can make you have a golf swing where you don't know how to swing it badly, just like Mo would say, because your positions only let you go so far. Now, here's what plays right into that. Because I'm limiting your positions, I am actually limits. That means there's parts stopping. It stops at a certain place. Well, this is where the braking system occurs, because if I limit parts of your body, I then can stop that part of the body and let another part continue. Well, if I'm limiting one part and I continue another part, this is how the body accelerates motion. This is how you produce speed. So you see how I'm progressing through this. I'm not teaching you how to produce speed or limitation until I've taught you the positions, because that's where speed comes from. That's where positions come from. Is I have to get you, and that's where your range of motion limits play into this. Now you're seeing why the positions of the swing, I call them primary. Positions are primary. Sequence and speed are secondary. And this is where I think you can really, really develop quickly. When I put together this 30-day program, this was a challenge for my team to say, Todd, what's the fastest we can teach somebody the single plane swing? I can't do it in a day. Can't do it in 2 days. I can't do it in 7 days. I said, I can do it in 30 days. If you will follow a day-by-day step program that I put together, I can teach you the single plane swing in 30 days. So I put together single plane 30. And here's the thing I want you to understand about single plane 30 in this program. This is not a program you should do once. This is a program you should do, and then next month, do it again. And then 6 months from now, do it again. And you keep doing this. This is training. This is your fitness training for your golf swing. This is your developmental training that you should do for the rest of your life to stay in golf shape. This is the program that keeps you on track. It's not something that's going to fix you. It is the fix. I don't know how else to say that. This isn't something that's going to quick fix your problem. It's going to solve all your problems, because it is the solution to building and developing and maintaining your golf swing forever. That's what single plane 30 is. And so if I get into a little more detail with you, it just comes down to this. The only thing I would add to single plane 30 would be you getting feedback from, well, you can use video and you can watch yourself. That's a great way to do it, matching the model, because this is all based on a single plane model. So you're now with single plane 30, you knew exactly how to train the model. And I would just make sure you had feedback to make sure you're getting it right, getting the right feelings. And then I would just train it until it's all you knew. And this is exactly what I just told you, how Mo Norman learned his golf swing. I just laid it out for you. And if you wonder what the feeling of greatness comes from, it comes from exactly this process. Addressing grip. Now, Mo figured this out through trial and error. He didn't have somebody like me saying, here's exactly where to place your body, Mo. Here's exactly where to place your hands. Here's exactly where to place the... He didn't have somebody like that. He probably wished he would have. So Mo developed this through trial and error. He went out there and struggled with his swing, and then he would adjust his position, and then he would work on that. He adjusted his position until he figured it out. Well, I always tell people Mo did all the hard work for us. We just got to copy what he's doing. And now with a program like Single Plane 30, you can dive right in and mistake-proof your entire training process, and in the process, mistake-proof your golf swing. So let's talk about one more element of this, because I think you understand this whole concept where, you know, if I'm talking about the braking system and how the body works, I can address issues with you that you may be having trouble with. For example, I'll give you some examples of where I hear people have issues with their golf swing. Let's just go from the top of the list: releasing the club early and losing speed. Right? People want to hit the ball longer distances, and I release early, hit the ball fat, close the club face. Through my research, I have found that when there's a lot of reasons that you have trouble transitioning in the golf swing, which is initiating the downswing, which is where the speed starts. Number one is you've missed the position at the top of your backswing. So position two is out of position. Whether you've shifted over the right leg or you have your pelvis out of position, you're missing position two. And what happens is people will tend to try to work on their transition. I need to work on my transition, when they need to be working on the backswing position, because that's what's causing the improper transition. That gives you an example of why positions become so important to this motion. Speed. People try to swing faster when they're not in a position to produce speed. Their arm isn't leveraged, their trail hand's not working correctly, they have the wrong position at the top. So they're their top of the position is incorrect, and they're trying to produce speed. So you're going to basically beat your head on the table trying to produce speed. You can't get it because you're struggling with your position at the top. You're releasing early at impact. I've seen it a zillion times. Believe it or not, a lot of people will struggle with impact. I have trouble getting to the finish position. And so they're not strong in their completion of the golf swing. Well, the completion of the golf swing is where your body has bend, side bend, and rotation and stability all at the same time. And if you're and think of it this way, if your body is struggling to get to a balanced and strong finish position, you will not accelerate to that position. So what happens is you're in the backswing, and then you go to make a downswing, and your body is weak in the downswing, lead leg isn't stable, can't get to the finish position, and you slow down, and your body doesn't rotate, and then you hit behind the golf ball. And so what would I do if somebody's hitting behind the golf ball? I'd probably work on their finish position, but I would start in my process, addressing grip, backswing position, transition, okay, struggling in the transition and releasing early. Let's work on stabilizing and get you to the finish position. So this is the process of development and the process of how you solve your issues in your golf swing as well. This is the process I've used my entire golf instruction career and my personal development of a golf swing is by doing this. And I've been doing this. It's interesting because I used to test good players. I test their impact, the moment of impact position. And believe it or not, good players have the impact position memorized. They have impact memorized. In other words, you can walk up to anybody, any decent player I know, and go, hey, let me see impact. And they'll show you a really ideal body, mechanical position, side bend, rotation, arm position at the moment of impact. They know it. It's in their DNA because they've practiced it so much. And so that immediately tells me that that position has been practiced enough to where they know how to get there in their swing. Let me ask you that question. Can you show me a perfect impact position right now? Could you just stand up out of your chair? Well, don't do it while you're driving, but could you stand up right now and just show me impact and make it absolutely perfect, look like Mo Norman at impact? Can you do that? And if you can't do that, you need to hop into single point 30 and start developing this, because you have to get this into your DNA. This has to be something that is ingrained in you. And this is how you're going to become a better golfer. The whole idea of today's podcast was, I've got to give you my formula. I've got to give you the magic formula. I've got to give you my process. I've got to get you in the process, and I've got to get you doing this correctly, because it's going to speed up your ability to get better, better and better and better. And here's the other thing. And I'll kind of wrap today with this, because I want this to motivate you to get out there and get busy and start getting into this process. When you start thinking about your golf game, I want you to think of it this way. I want you to take an eraser, and in your head, you're no longer going to try to fix your golf swing. Just erase that whole idea out of your head. I'm not fixing my swing. I'm going to stay in the process. I'm going to stay in the process, this exact process I laid out for you. That's what I want you to do, because that's the only way you're ever going to, you're going to build long-term success in your golf game. That's number one. Number two is, I want you to understand that what you can do now with your golf swing, you can't even imagine how good you can be, because you've never been that good before. And so I don't want you to limit yourself. And this is a personal experience I had when I was, you know, starting with Mo and trying to learn the golf swing from Mo and see what he was up to and why he was so efficient, so great at hitting a golf ball. There was times when I would, as I developed, and it might've been 3 months after Mo told me something or whatever it was, that I would be able to do things I never thought possible with a golf ball, whether it was hitting it longer distances, spinning it, hitting it perfectly straight, flighting it, you know, the consistency of my shots. Those things were radically changed. And I couldn't imagine it when I first started, but then because I worked through the process, I could do it. And so I don't want you to limit yourself in your beliefs that you're like, well, I just want to break 100. I want you to work through this process and leave the door open for you to develop beyond what you currently think you can. Because you will be surprised if you get this right, what you can do that you've never thought possible. I don't want you to, I think you got to be careful to limit your beliefs and to say, I just want to break at 90. Listen, go become a scratch golfer, work through the process. Don't limit yourself. Stop limiting yourself because you, it's the same process. I'm going to teach this same process to you. I'm going to teach it to my tour players. Understand? So I'm not limiting you saying, you know what? You never want to be a good golfer, so I'm going to teach you part of the process. I wouldn't do that. It's the same process. It's the same fundamental movements. It's the same mechanics. It's the same effort. It's the same thing, right? It just comes down to you doing it and repeating it and developing it. It's what it comes down to. It's just like saying, hey, I don't ever want to be a bodybuilder, but I just want to get in shape. Okay, great. Well, getting in shape, it's the same process, right? I got to eat well. I got to work out. I got to exercise. I got to, get some sleep. It's the same process. It's just what level do you want to take it? So I don't want you to limit yourself. I want you to leave those doors open and just work through the process and see how far it can take you and just keep working through the process because the process is where you have the success. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today in today's show. I wanted to get you motivated and I want to get you doing this in the right way. And I want you to stop, quit fixing yourself. I want you to get in my single plane 30 program. And I want you to do it in February because I don't want you wasting time. What's the point of wasting time? I want you to join my February 5th class and get into a single plane 30 class because what it is, every week we go through one of these for address and grip in week one. And I give you daily training regimen for learning the foundation of your golf swing in week one. Week two, I start working through, as you're working through the positions of the swing, I'm teaching you the breaking system daily. What are you doing every day to work on the breaking system of the swing? Week three, I start giving you, putting it into sequence. How do you sequence it? And so every day I'm giving you some ideas and way of how you can now start sequencing. You're eliminating some of the positions to sequence the motion. And then in week four, we start adding some speed, but I'm giving you daily training. You can't get ahead on this thing. You have to work through it properly. That's what I want you to be doing and I want to teach you this because single plane 30 will teach you how to develop your golf swing for the rest of your life. It is a life-changing program if you're willing to get into it. So listen, I'll sign off here. Thanks for joining me today. Listen, and if you just happen to miss the February class and you waste a month, you can join the March class. We don't have that class scheduled yet, but if you're listening to this and it's coming up, you might as well join the February class. So listen, I'll find a way to get, when we put this on to our channels here, I'll send you the link or you can just drop me an email at toddg@gravesgolf.com and I'll get you into the February class. Oh, by the way, it's $297, just so you know. These classes that I've done before, these 30-day classes, we've charged up to $3,000 for our programs. This one's only $297. It's our fundamental class. I want everybody to get in that. And if you're interested, I'll send you a link to that. Just email me at toddg@gravesgolf.com and you can start training inside the class and enroll in that on February 5th. Thanks for joining me, guys. Again, feeling a greatness. It's right there in front of you. I'll talk to you soon.